Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marv Thornberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Kraus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hauser fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Causey reaches second base with a double. Pignatano goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a fly ball towards right. Thornberry settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thornberry. Lump goes all the way around to score. Posada moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-2 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field. Stevens picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Snyder scores. Brandt goes all the way around to score. Gentile moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-2 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-2 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-2 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Hall scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Orioles. Ed Rakow now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Foyles strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Baz now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Cozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Prescott pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Bobby Prescott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prescott hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Darren Johnson. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.